Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping farm news this morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the next milestone in the fight against New World screwworm. It opened a sterile fly dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico. The Tampico facility will allow USDA to disperse sterile flies aerially across northeast Mexico, including in Nuevo León. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Sterile New World screwworm flies are one of the most important tools, probably the most important at our disposal.
Both aerial dispersal and ground release chambers are used, but aerial operations are preferred because they allow for dispersal at a steady rate through a large area quickly. USDA will disperse 100 million sterile flies per week in Mexico. As the government shutdown ended Wednesday, President Trump signed a bill that fully funds USDA and FDA for fiscal year 2026. It also ends a legal battle over partial or full supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits for November. The measure also extended farm bill programs that expired September 30th. Two Republicans voted against the bill. Six Democrats stepped across party lines to vote in favor of it. Reports say that farmers can expect full service to return to their local farm service agency offices, including processing loan applications for farm ownership or home loans that have been frozen since the start of the government shutdown. The NRCS is also expected to reopen for business. A report from Politico said that millions of low-income Americans should receive their full food benefits this week. Top Ag Appropriations Democrat Sanford Bishop.
It fully funds SNAP and WIC, replenishes the SNAP and WIC contingency funds, and fully funds cash value vouchers for fruits and vegetables for women and children. It also helps rural America, funding water and wastewater programs at $446 million.
Ag Appropriations Chair Andy Harris.
The agriculture bill provides $26.65 billion in discretionary spending, which is level with the current amounts, while also including community project funding.
It also includes help for producers.
This bill provides critical funding support to America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. It ensures both USDA and FDA can safeguard our nation's food and drug supply and fully funds nutrition programs, including SNAP and WIC.
Bishop says the bill has other pluses.
The bill provides $1.8 billion for the Agriculture Research Service, $1.6 billion for NIFA. I'm pleased to see that the bill language requires USDA to notify Congress before canceling grants over $1 million.
The bill also extends the U.S. Grain Standards Act and restores full FSA, NRCS, APHIS, NAS, and AMS services. This is Inside Agriculture, back with a check of markets right after this.